Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentle guys, welcome back to Trim Healthy Happiness with Serene Pearl and the little Mexican you've grown to know.
I love.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, I have to give a shout out to you today, though.
Shout it.
Because you've been doing, last week you weren't so good on your lunch.
It was a C-?
Definitely a C-.
It was like a microwave weird soup with little balls of weird
chicken.
Oh,
I forgot about that. That's probably a flying flag.
You had two half teaspoon morsels of weird.
You didn't have enough
rubber.
Protein and you need your protein, but you're doing way better than you used to.
Yeah.
Okay, but today you rocked up with Man Plan Danny food, full of protein, and look at your intelligence shining through your eyes right now.
Oh, you see it.
I see the focus. The ADD is gone.
Oh, yeah. ADD is gone. And
thanks, salad.
I mean, it was all picked up from the grocery store. I mean, none of this you made at home because you did the Man Plan.
Packaged.
He brought a salad, like a Caesar salad, no croutons.
It was like
chicken.
A kit. It was a package kit.
Didn't put those croutons on. Then he had a side, a little tubby thing that you pulled the little cover off with cottage cheese.
Yes.
He had kefir. He was really doing his protein.
A++.
A lot of dairy in there.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
Some people thrive on dairy.
I thrive on dairy, at least at first.
We'll see how you do later on.
Hey, tell yourself that you do thrive, you'll do better.
Yeah.
Not being new age, I'm not.
We have a real important subject to cover today. Just to let you in on a few little secrets here, we have been putting this subject off for weeks because we wanted to study more and learn more and grow more about it. We didn't want to just come in here and spout off stuff that we weren't really doing ourselves. But it's so important. This is going to be a 5-part series. The first part covers one of these topics today, but it's all about moving stubborn weight.
Yes. And if you don't have stubborn weight and you just want to move stubborn health issues.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to move stubborn habits.
Yeah.
That just stink.
If you just want to grow in health.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to learn more intelligent stuff on how to eat and the way to eat.
But what's the difference between weight that has a good attitude and stubborn weight?
The stubborn weight doesn't want to come off, Dan.
Though
you work just as hard.
Okay.
No, you work
you
harder,
you feel
Dan.
Like you're working harder than everybody else. Two women start the plan, right? They're pretty much eating the same Trim Healthy Mama food. One loses 15 pounds in the first month and one maybe doesn't
gains two.
And she might be putting a little more work in.
She probably is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and my heart goes out to these women. Sometimes there's hormonal issues. We have covered hormones in one of those. So go back and listen to the Hormone Potty because you really need to get those addressed. But today we're going to learn.
And we're going to cover some very interesting.
It's going to blow your mind because today is not what you think we're going to say. You're going to think we're going to say, oh, remove dairy or eat more leafy greens. We're going to wait for those are coming in other
really
podcasts.
Not about food today.
Today is about not what you eat, but the way you eat. And that can actually rev your hormones.
I'm telling you.
All about it. It can revolutionize and change your whole hormonal profile. If you're a slow food burner, if you have thyroid issues, please tune in.
Or if you're just the best little goody-goody girl or guy and
you're doing everything right.
You got that stubborn 8 pounds, stubborn 15, stubborn 45, stubborn more. This could be your answer. When I just fell on this information, the interesting thing was is that it's not new. Not new information.
Many
cultures have been embracing this. The American culture has just completely, Western world has completely like lost it. But most cultures still hold these truths very, very sacred.
Yes.
And they're biblical. That's the main thing that hit me. It's like, oh my goodness, this is so biblical. These truths really originated with God.
So what we're going to talk about today is You're going to take all the Trim Healthy Mama principles that you know, keep applying them, but it's going to be in the way you eat your food. We want you to slow down and stop stressing. Do you know that stressing about your weight? Even thinking about, oh, these last 8 pounds, man, how am I going to get them off? Today I'm going to do it real hard. I'm going to eat less. Oh, man. Do you know that that can actually slow your thyroid?
Oh, majorly.
That can send cortisol through your body, yes, and make it harder to lose those 8 pounds.
It basically, what happens if you're sitting there during your meal and whether you're stressing out about your thyroid and your stubborn pounds or just stressing out about the mess that your children are making with their lunch or just stressing out about somebody who is just a major stressor in your life, you're basically turning off your metabolic power. You're slowing down your metabolism to a standstill. You're sending cortisol through your body and extra insulin through your body and basically sending less oxygen and less blood flow to all the villi of your intestines that are meant to be receiving the nutrients, and basically everything shuts down. You stop burning calories, you stop assimilating nutrients, and you excrete calcium. That's why America, rush, has the highest rates of osteoporosis, even though we eat the most calcium-rich
and
foods.
Guess what you cause, Danny?
Mm.
Gut problems.
Oh.
Bloating.
So this
gas
is the chill
party.
Oh,
this is the chill. And we have to get serious about chilling. I've had to learn this.
One of my favorite sports of all time is chilling.
Yeah. Well, Danny, the best way of chilling is to dine.
Mm.
Can I just say something really good, Pearl, and then you just take it from there. But I just want to just use this little example.
Good, because I have to use the bathroom. So after that, we'll take a little break.
You know how I said how cultures have many cultures still hold these truths as sacred? Well, there was one American excavator that went over to France. And he had this particular dig that he needed to do. And his company didn't really give him adequate time to get the job done. And so he noticed that the French excavators, the guys on the job, would leave for 2.5 hours come noontime and just be gone, eating and dining at the village, because that's what they hold sacred. You know, they think lunchtime is a special event. It's not something you rush through. So this guy's like, oh, freak out. I'm not going to get it done. So I'm politely going to say, hey, guys, do you think you could bring your lunch to work? And they all talked amongst themselves and they're like, yes, I think we can. So the next day, this mysterious truck rolls up and the guy's like, I wonder what this truck's got to do with the job we're doing. You know, what tools are in there? What is this truck all about? He never thought that come noontime, up the big back of the truck rolls up and out comes tables, tablecloths, flowers, nice, wine.
Yes.
And all their lunch in beautiful bowls.
Yeah.
And they sat down and dined for 2 hours and they were so proud of themselves that they brought their lunch to work.
Now, I know a lot of people thinking, well, I certainly don't have 2 hours at lunch and this is our problem. So we're going to make this doable for the everyday person, which with harried lives, with chaos. Serene told a story actually out of this book, and we would love you to get this book because it's really changed our lives. They're a beautiful, such gem, such nuggets of truth in here.
Yeah.
But we have to sort of also say the author, Mark David, he did a wonderful job. There's a reason he wrote this book. I'm so glad for this book. You know, some books are just written to earn a buck. No, this was not written to earn a buck.
It had integrity and it had care behind. This guy has heart.
He does.
He has heart.
It's also a little bit new age. So, you know, take all the gems.
Hey, some of you out there just may just dive in and think, hey, this is the best thing in the whole entire world. Every single morsel of written word in there. Now, Pearl and I, we had to read around it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't necessarily agree with some of the stuff, but there are nuggets of truth in here that are foundational.
The book, Danny, you want to know the title,
What's
right?
the name of the book?
The Slow Down Diet, Eating for Pleasure, Energy, and Weight Loss.
And who's the author again?
Mark David. He's the founder of the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. I've looked him up,
so good.
Listened to a few of his talks, and he's incredible. But I feel like someone coming and reading this book, right, just from a standard American diet, would have a much harder time applying the principles than we Trim Healthy Mamas who already have the eating down right. A lot of the eating, he's right in sync with us there, although he believes maybe sometimes sugar is, you know, don't call foods bad. Well,
basically what he's saying is once you call it bad, then it's triple the bad because you're basically...
Guilt.
Because, you know, there's a part of our brain, the limbic system, that kind of, it basically takes all the emotional information and sends it into physiological messages. And then there's a part down here, which is the hypothalamus, which is a bunch of tissue at the bottom of the limbic system that basically turns all that information into things that run down your whole nervous system and affect digestion, that your metabolic, they affect your physiological body. Yeah. And then it affects the pituitary gland. Which basically then sends information to your hormones. So basically, you know, what you think while you eat is affecting your hormones and affecting the physiological
functions. But that's why I feel like with Trim Healthy Mama, we have so much good in the sweets that we allow ourselves. And when I do allow myself an off-plan treat, I'm not going to sit there with guilt because it's going to be so much worse for your body than if you sit there and say no.
Because if you're sending cortisol through your body and you're sending, you're turning off your assimilation of your nutrients by thinking this food is just poison.
Yeah.
Well, then it's going to be poison. Your body responds.
So in the Trim Healthy Mama plan and cookbooks, we're talking about what to eat. But right now we're kind of talking about the manner in which
Danny, and it's huge. And it's the next piece that we want people to learn. We've tried to say it in our books before because what he said, and we urge you to get the book because we don't want to just plagiarize him and say everything in his book. But however, we've had this ourselves for many years. We've been trying to grow in this. Like in our last book, Trim Healthy Tape, we said, whenever you do get a chance, just sit down and eat your meal, you know, because it stops you from stressing. And when you stress, you get gut problems and everything like that. But he just goes into the science
because he's a doctor and it's amazing. But these are things that we had noticed along our journey because I had noticed a pearl. If ever I rush through my lunch, I will want another lunch. Because I'll be like, you know what? I didn't remember chewing that. I didn't remember tasting it. I don't remember any of the pleasure. And so even though I'm actually technically full, I am starved for the event of lunch. And I will be bothered by hunger for the rest of the afternoon, not because I nutritionally need it, except I probably didn't absorb most of my nutrients of my food in that stress state. But I'm starved for the event and the pleasure.
And what he realized was that he deals with a lot of people and he realized, you know, obesity, he thinks it's not always overeating. In fact, he said it's not overeating, I find, with a lot of my clients. It's not eating. And when I say not eating, it's because no one remembers eating. You have to sit down and tell your body, I'm eating. And he talks about how oxygen is metabolism. And when we're like gulping food and on the run and this, we're not putting any oxygen in our bodies and we're not burning that fuel.
And that's something I notice. I would tell Pearl, when I'm just like still homeschooling my children during lunch and barking out, no, do this, no, that spelling word needs to be repeated and, you know, page 99 and things like that. And then, you know, like then stopping to change a diaper and all this, you know, interrupting my meal, I get out of breath. And it's not even because I'm doing a lot of, I'm not even exercising, my mouth is moving, but I'm getting out of breath in this stressful, almost fight to flight way. And I'm not taking in enough oxygen, that chill pull.
And Serene and I have developed some practical things amongst ourselves that are going to help us do this. Because like, how do you do this in a fast-paced world with our crazy lives? But I do want to quote from his book here at the beginning. He says, as you'll see, we can eat the healthiest food in the universe and in the perfect amounts. But if we consume it in a state of anxious rushing, the psychological stress response will cause a dramatic rise in nutrient excretion and a deep decline in calorie burning capacity. What you eat is only half of the equation of good nutrition. How you eat it is the other half.
Oh my
and
I want to say,
and then the book just goes into science upon science upon science about how your metabolism works and how your organs and your thyroid and your cortisol interplays. And oh my goodness, this
and
is a good read.
Being present with your food, being present with your food. And so you may not be under stress during a meal. You may not be thinking of past abuses and thinking of, you know, like really stressful situations or thinking about your financial budget or whatever. Maybe you're just zoned out and watching a movie.
Or on your computer doing emails.
Or reading. When you are not present. Now, guilty. He says, invite people over, fellowship, because conversation and stories and people, that's not the distraction he's saying are bad. But the zoning out kind of distractions Or even...
They're not zoning into your meal. Right. They're zoning out of your meal.
Right. So, because when you have people, you enjoy your meal with somebody, mm-hmm. you enjoy it more.
Well, you know, hopefully.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So chugging it down because you got to get the kids to football practice.
Right.
Did I just confess a Valdez family sin? I don't know.
Oh, but what happens is there's a cephalic, right, which means the head, cephalic phase digestion time, okay? There's a name for it. He's
I'm
so
amazed
scientific.
At all you remembered all these
but
terms
because
anyway, I did
this is amazing killing because it is up to 40%. Of your metabolic power of digestion is in the cephalic phase. Do you know what that is? It's the head phase, like I said. So it's the senses. It's the smell. It's the aroma. Yeah. It's taking in the sight, the visualness. It's rolling the food around your tongue and remembering how it feels to chew and feeling the sensations on your mouth. That actually, all the senses send messages to your digestive system and say, there's food coming. Get ready. Send blood. Send oxygen because we're going to assimilate all the goodness out of the stuff.
Yes.
You know, and it starts everything going. It revs the metabolism. But when that cephalic head phase is missed out because you're watching a movie, they did scientific studies. They had like audiobooks going in people's ear with like financial reports.
Right.
And then they did other studies where they were watching just cartoons or movies. And they missed out the cephalic head phase. It didn't actually, all that information didn't get inputted right into the brain. It was like 40% of the digestion was gone. And
wow.
They actually said that calories burning actually stopped for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I tried this little test with myself recently because I am so guilty of eating while at the computer.
Or just distracted eating.
Yeah, no, my thing is eating at the computer because I think, okay, now I can get to those emails. Now I can get to those messages. You know, okay, the kids have been fed. They're doing their schoolwork. Okay, now here I go. I'm going to eat my breakfast, you know, so I take it to the computer. And I think I've got a good meal here, but I don't remember eating it because I'm concentrating on the email I'm writing.
Right.
And then I'm done with my breakfast. I look down. Oh, it's gone. Okay, well, I guess I ate breakfast.
Yes.
But then I'll have these hungry thoughts, you know, because my brain doesn't remember eating it. And so I said to myself, Pearl, I know you're busy, but you can jolly well take 15 minutes to eat your breakfast at the table, okay? So I did. I just sat there. I looked at my food. I smelt my food. Maybe if it's even 10 minutes, okay? Maybe I took 10 minutes at doing your emails, but I don't remember it. But I experienced it. Well, I wasn't hungry. I was satiated. I ate it slower. Serena and I are going to tell you some tips for even if you don't have time, for at least putting oxygen in your body while you're eating.
I protest we have time.
Okay. Yeah. And I just realized I didn't get those munchy, crunchies, urges. I didn't think, well, what's next? What do I have to eat next? I was satisfied because of that. What is it, Serene? That
well, it's cholecystokinin. Which is
cholecystokinin. Yeah. The
which
fact
is
that you
a
didn't
chemical
know
that gets released when we have pleasure and when there's protein and hopefully protein and fat in your meal.
Yes,
protein. That actually when you have pleasure and you have these nutrients in your meal, your body says, "Do you know what? Appetite, you can just shut down because you are so satisfied
you receive
pleasure." And it actually sends pleasure. That chemical is responsible for pleasure chemicals, for appetite suppression, and it's responsible for proper digestion and assimilation. And that comes not just when you have the healthy components of a meal, which is the protein and the fat, the satiating components, but you know what it comes with? When you have had pleasure. Now, if you don't have pleasure in your meal, if you do not assent even mentally to the pleasure of your meal, that your body will constantly crave it. You will want another meal until you get the pleasure. That's why dieting never works.
Never.
And actually what happens is there's another chemical called the Y. What is it called, Pearl? The Y.
No, I'm not as good as you at remembering all this stuff, Serena. I'm sure it's outlaid in the book.
Yeah, But basically your body will hunt down the pleasure until that chemical is received.
Yes.
And they say it's that hunt for that chemical is especially strong after dieting and in the morning naturally because your body's meant to eat breakfast, but especially strong when you have been denying yourself pleasure in food.
Whoa.
So they say, well, if I just eat something fun, I won't be able to stop. If you really enjoy your food, you will have more self-control.
Yes.
Yeah, because the chemicals inside your body are actually firing. They're doing what they're supposed to do. You're getting satisfied feelings. So it just permeates everything.
Yeah. Pearl, bingo. And I'm going to be quiet here in a second because I feel like I've been rattling on. But I did the same thing as you, Pearl. The other day, We were running off to a meeting, and normally I'd just like wolf it down the car and, you know, just be like freaking out, oh, there's a truck coming our way, and just like not even remember. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to have a trimmy on the way to this meeting, and then when everything's done, I'm going to sit down, and I brought my salad and fried eggs, and I enjoyed it slowly. Made an
talking.
Event.
We were sort of at the end of a meeting, and we were still talking, but you decided, no, this is a time where I feel like I can eat my lunch without a lot of stress.
And I decided to chew the first bite before I added the others in. Normally, I'm chewing a few mouthfuls at once. Like, I just keep shoveling, even though the first one's hardly started. That's just my normal.
Like your pace.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But I decided to enjoy it. And normally, I've just, as a pregnant woman right now, I get starved.
Yeah.
1.5 to 2 hours later. Well, it's not starts thinking of food. Like, well, I'm bored. I need the event of eating. I was so satisfied. It was just like the memory of that event held me over till a normal 3 hour period where I just ate a lovely protein.
And in this book, you know, he talks about slowing down. We'll give some methods of our own that Serena and I have come up with that. No, not even in the book. Slowing down. And he said, this is not for you to eat less. He said, maybe you will eat less. If you have an overeating problem, maybe you will. I'm telling you, you will, because you're going to be satisfied. But it's the slowness that's going to boost your metabolism. It's the breathing. It's the sensations. So all of you out there who feel like your metabolism's stuck and you feel like you're broken, your thoughts and how you do this can actually fix it. Is that not incredible?
And it's something I'm passing on to my children. I said to my children this morning, because normally I'm like, quick, eat breakfast. Quick, we've got to start school. I said, hey, guys, enjoy. They're like, what's happened to mom? I'm like, oh, doesn't that feel good? Chew that up and feel that creaminess on your tongue. I was like, really? They're like, what's happened? You've changed, mom.
Yeah.
And I said to my daughter, Getty, you know yesterday how I told you to like, she likes to watch her food as she prepares it. She'll put a little bit of milk on her granola, and then she'll stir, and then she'll pour a bit more, and then she'll do it like 3 or 4 times to watch the milk go around every kind of like crunchy part of the granola. Yeah. I'm like, just stick the milk in and do one stir and eat. You know, I said, you know where mommy said that? I was wrong.
Yes.
You can enjoy that whole, because the prep is important too.
Yeah, that she was enjoying the whole
the whole experience.
But you're a bit of a rusher, aren't you, Danny?
Oh, and it's psychopath.
And then you binge in the fridge at night, and you're standing up and walking around, and what can I scarf down my throat while I'm walking and thinking, and
like as if you watched a video of my life.
So I feel like we can all do better. I feel like we don't have to be perfect. You know, I've been trying this for a while, and I really messed up the other day. I just really scarfed my food. I don't know what. It was all bad habits, and I thought I could get down on myself here. Oh, hey, it's like the Trim Healthy Mama thing. I've got 3 hours next time. I'm just going to slow down a little more.
Yes.
We don't have to be perfect with this, but we can practice this. And like today, we always record this potty a little ahead of time just so that we make sure we've got one to keep coming to you. So we usually record, we start at 12, and I always bring my lunch. We all bring our lunches. And so I bring my Yuck Yum Bitty, and usually I'm drinking it, not knowing what I'm drinking. And I get a bellyache afterwards. And so today I brought it. I still drank the whole thing. I was still hungry for it. But I know I tasted. I'm like, I took some few deep breaths. You know, even though we had to talk about what we were saying here, I just realized I am having a meal. I need to do this a little differently.
And there's something that he didn't mention in the book, but what Pearl and I feel like is such a huge thing. And this is where the biblical aspect comes in. The act of giving thanks, like we're Christians, right? Believers, Pearl and I, but unless it's like a sit-down meal around my table, I forget to give thanks.
Me too.
It's like I'll take a few moments and really give thanks, but not like a robot anymore. Mm. But like, I am so thankful. And that thankfulness is that cephalic head phase.
Yes.
It's like, look at what you've provided, Lord. Look at the freshness, the color. I can't believe I get to eat this. I am so blessed. That thankfulness. And just another little quick thing about the biblical thing is Jesus took time. He came as he came. Son of Man came. They said eating and drinking. The Bible says eating and drinking. And he loved to eat. And that's when he shared his parables, his stories. He would share with his disciples. He would teach them. He would sup with them and teach them, because he took time, because the meal was an event. It wasn't a rush. And they reclined.
Chilling.
John said, I reclined in his bosom as we ate. And I was thinking of even the the 5,000. He fed the 5,000 and, you know, they're out in the desert. It's uncomfortable. You know, he didn't like, he wasn't like eating Peter as he was talking to them and then setting them off. You know, he sat them down. It says in the Bible, he sat them down and then he fed the 5,000. So another key that he actually says in the book is, don't eat while standing up and rushing around. Yeah. Sit down.
If at all possible. And these are some things that we can do, practical things in your busy life. So when it comes time to eating, take a little internal check, okay? How do you feel right now? Right now as you're about to eat this meal, do you feel stressed? Do you feel harried? Are you like ready to wolf this down because you've got to do all this? Yes, your life is busy, but just take some beautiful deep breaths right into your diaphragm, maybe just three or four. And just settle yourself.
And that's because, not just for the chill pill experience that breathing gives, but it's because your intestines need oxygen for that best metabolic force.
So whatever those stresses are, just shove them aside for a while because they're not going to do you any good anyway. I mean, the Bible says, you know, take no thought for tomorrow. I mean, Christ does not want us to worry, but this checking yourself before you're eating is just one little way to make sure you're not worrying. And so so that's what I do now. Before each meal, I'm like, okay, am I in a stress state? If I am, cut it out, relax, because I want to digest this food and I don't want gut problems.
Yeah.
The other thing is, while I'm eating now, I make sure I take, obviously we don't have all the time in the world, but I make sure I take some mini breaks where I put my fork actually down and take some breaths, oxygen in. Remember, oxygen is metabolism. So just look around, like smile at your children, do something, but don't keep the fork to mouth the whole entire time going.
Sisters, but, you know, and
we noticed this phenomenon.
We've had to let Danny talk
when we went to China.
I'm good with that. I love my
tea. We noticed this, Danny. It was so huge. And we all came back from China lighter. We ate more than we ever ate in our lives. Cheats, treats, and all. Okay. And
not to say that a trim, healthy mum plan doesn't work. It was just a little, we gathered something. We experienced something.
Do you know what happened? Every meal was an event. And every meal, because over there, the Chinese business culture, when they're celebrating a partnership, they don't go over contracts and talk business at an event. But they go and they encourage each other. They sit down and there's toasting and there's, each meal took about 2.5 hours. Now, that's not possible in our lives today. But if you wolf down your meal in 7 minutes, try for 14.
Yeah, just try for that extra little bit that you can. We learned something from China. We learned chopsticks, because we're not the best at them, slow us down. So that's one practical thing that Serena and I do now. I eat so many of my meals with chopsticks.
With chopsticks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love it. And you can get the beautiful ones. So you've got this.
Yeah.
You've got the placebo that it's just like,
like owning a pair of fantastic, like black with red Chinese letters on it.
Oh, I love it. It's just so, you just like. And then the other thing is, I went to Walmart the other day and brought myself some lovely tablecloths.
Mm. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Oh, a lot of our women are working and things like that. And so obviously sometimes they have to have breakfast on the go and things like that. And we've got a lot of fast meals. We've got smoothies. We've got little muffin cups on the go. Yes, you can't change your life, but you can change your mindset. You can change the way your brain is acting while you're eating.
Even if it means you have to get up a little earlier so maybe you can sit there for the 10 minutes.
But if you can't.
If you can't, that's okay. Don't do it during maybe the interstate part of your drive.
Yes.
If you know there's some roads that don't make you as psycho, like road rage.
And remember, you're breathing. Remember, just chill out. Just take a few beautiful deep breaths of oxygen. That oxygen is going to help with broken metabolisms.
Danny, I've got another story for Danny. Could you mind, Pearl?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, you go to the bathroom
Let
while
her
I
go.
Say it.
Okay. I'll listen.
Just, you know, you've got those ears, Pearl. I know you've heard all my secrets.
We've got ears too, so keep it down in there.
To my friends in the room, you'd tell mummy and daddy because you would know how to eavesdrop. So eavesdrop now and continue.
Serene. We can hijack this whole potty at this point.
We can hijack it. Okay, let's tell all the things about Pearl. No. Anyway, okay, so Danny, you'll love the story. It's another story that came from the book, The Slow Down Diet. There's this man who was actually a Chinese doctor, and he was helping other people nutritionally, but he was just so busy in life that he was hijacking his own health. He'd drive through McDonald's and eat two Egg McMuffins for breakfast, and then he'd drive through another fast food place at lunch and have like a burger. And then at night he'd go home and have a couple of slices of pizza, but it was all on the go, on the go, on the go. And he went to Mark as a what's the guy's last name? You want to just get it again? Yeah,
yeah, Mark, it's Mark David.
Mark David.
Two first names.
Yes.
Love
and
you, Mark.
He went to him and he's like, I'm having the worst indigestion problems. I just feel so unhealthy and lethargic. And he's like, okay, we can fix your diet nutritionally, but we're not going to do that at first because that will take care of itself. He said, wow. We're going to just have you slow down. So I want you to drive through and get those same two Egg McMuffins. But then when you get to work, I want you to sit there for 10 minutes before you go in. So even if you have to leave a bit early, and I want you to savor your two Egg McMuffins in 10 minutes instead of 10 seconds while he's driving, right?
Right.
And then at lunchtime, I want you to take the 15 minutes you'd normally have for lunch, make it 20, and mm-hmm. savor that burger.
Oh.
Outside of the drive-thru, don't ignite your car, you know.
Yeah.
Don't start the ignition until you save it. So this is a doable. This is 20 minutes for lunch, 10 minutes for breakfast. And then at dinner, take that couple of slices of pizza and make an event out of it. Invite some friend over who's really good company. Don't sit in front of the TV and just, you know, don't like go over your papers from work. Just take a good, just dine for half an hour. Well, the guy called the doctor up, this Chinese doctor called Mark David up.
Mark is not, I don't believe he's a doctor. He has degrees though.
Okay, well, hey, you got degrees.
And you got the story a bit wrong.
Okay, just wait, okay?
Any letter will
do. This is a good story no matter how I tweak it. Okay, so no, the story is amazing. Basically, I got it down.
No, you got it down, just some details.
Listen, yeah, but listen. What happens? Yeah, he called Mark David up and said, oh my goodness, all my bloating and gas and indigestion is gone. And he said, guess what? I hate Egg McMuffins and I hate burgers. And Mark David knew this was happening. That's why he didn't tweak his nutritional thing at first, because he said, guess what? You cannot savor them.
You can't
You have to wolf them down, especially the burger with a bunch of ketchup. You have to, because it's fast, greasy, gross food. Yeah. And it's like, I couldn't savor it. So I realized I really love slowing down because my digestion hugs me for it.
Wow.
The other reason is I want quality food because it's the only thing I'll be able to savor.
Wow, that is a great story. Huge.
Yeah, that's
And that's tough. You, Danny, because I just feel like, you know, you've started to appreciate healthy food more. And it's when you're like, you know what, when I sit down and really, when I really think about the cucumber as I eat it, you know, you've been savoring healthy food lately and you've been coming to think about it.
We should let him talk. Give him 1 minute. What do you have to say about
I get it. Do I get a minute?
Sure,
a full minute?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... I don't need to talk because this podcast was for me. I mean,
really? So you feel like you can, what do you feel in your head? Your life is busy. Okay. Do you feel like you can take doable steps? Because I'm thinking what you're feeling now, you've never heard this, Serena and I have been saving this. What you're feeling now, a lot of people are feeling. What are you feeling?
I for sure am a listener today. And I'm not, like when you're talking about, you know, well, maybe you can't, you don't have time or that. I'm just like, stop it. Stop it right now.
What if you could?
I love Danny.
I'm like, quit it, because that's not what I need to. Maybe somebody else needs to hear that. I don't need to hear that, because I'm already telling myself, you know what? You got kids going in too many directions. You've got, I'm thinking about, because I've been in this place, like yesterday I called it Zen Day at my house. I said, before I went to work, I sat everybody in a circle and I said, kids, today, because they're off for fall break. Today,
you sound like you'd be best friends with Mark David, Zen Day.
I called it Zen Day. I said, today we are going to be instruments of peace. You are not going to strive with your brother. You're not going to try to get the football so that you can have it. You're going to try to give the football. And I just walked through and I had to do a little revisit after. But it goes right along with this, because this is kind of where I'm at in my life right now, is that everything is just at a frenetic, insane pace. And I am completely guilty of, while my family is sitting at the table, I'm pacing in circles around the table, eating food around my wife and four children, like a psycho person, needs to lie on a couch and have Mark David talk to me about my childhood. It's crazy.
He would.
It's crazy. And my mom, I think, had like early onset osteoporosis, who is also a psycho eater and keeps a psycho frenetic work pace. Mom, if you're listening, we love you. You know, and she knows this. We talk about this. We talk about how we are both wired the same way and we are losing our minds together in work. And so, boys and girls, it is not just what you eat. Mm-hmm. No. It is how you eat it. Mark David, this author, and I love this
you
book.
You need to read the book, Dan.
We actually did him a disservice. Really, we did it the wrong way. We should have. We brought one book. Well, Pearl brought it and read it and then gave it to me. We should have brought three and had Next time we'll do that.
He's the founder.
Next time we come against a good across a good book, Pearl, we'll get Danny to read it.
He's got some good vids on.
He's the founder of the Institute of the Psychology of Eating.
Yeah.
And I love that phrase, the psychology of eating, because there's so much, and we've talked about it on podcasts before, there's so much of your state of where you're at in your life, but then specifically now we're talking about where you're at as you sit down in the moment to eat.
Yes.
That's a big
and
deal.
Can I just
and I've never
that?
Realized that till now.
Let me extend that for you, Danny, just to make it a little bit more complicated. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not complicated, but when you sit down to eat, yes, that's the most important. That's when digestion is initiated. That's when all those chemicals and hormones start flowing. But you know what? Why does Trim Healthy Mama, why do we say separate your fuels if you're trying to lose weight 3 hours, 2.5 to 3 hours apart? Because you're still digesting 2.5 to 3 hours later. So you're still going to be a nice person 2.5 to 3 hours later. Try not to be a freak out. So basically it's the rule. Cast all your care, the beautiful, beautiful Bible verse, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Basically, don't be a freak out. You don't have to be.
I know when I was reading, where was I, in John or Luke? John and Luke parallel each other a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
The other day, and Jesus was talking to his disciples. He's like, don't worry. And he said it again, don't worry. He's really emphatic about us not worrying. He doesn't like it. And what do we go about all day doing? Worrying and stress. Stress is worry.
So when I read this book and the psychology of your eating, it sounds really tripped out and new age, right? And like I said, some people listening will just think that's great. But to Pearl and me, we want to take a more biblical approach. That's the foundation of all our truth. But really, the psychology of eating, the psychology of everything in the Bible is cast your cares upon me. Don't worry. Yes. This is biblical truth that the world has just taken, but it started with God.
Hey, before we go, and I don't want to plagiarize this book, we want you all to get this book. And, you know, those of you who are not Christians, not New Age, we just wanted to give you that heads up. But please, still, this is a fantastic gem of a book.
It's a gem. In fact, I'm going to give it to my children to read. Yeah. I'm just going to photocopy the parts I want them to read and give it to them.
Okay. But look, I'm not going to plagiarize this. I'm just going to say a few things that he lists here. The biochemical burden of stress on your digestion, okay? Quickly, nutrient absorption goes down. Nutrient excretion goes up. Blood cholesterol goes up. Serum triglycerides goes up. It affects our lipid panels. Yes. So you could think, hey, I don't know why my cholesterol went up. Maybe you were stress eating.
Remember,
maybe you were stressed when you were eating breakfast.
But remember, stress doesn't mean an anxious or worried thought. It can mean the natural fight or flight of just hurried, busy life.
Yeah.
Even if you're listening to feel good tunes
and
you're still hurrying around and hardly remembering your food, that's still considered a stress on your body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Swallowing rate goes up, and a fast swallowing rate is likely factor for digestive upset. Gastric emptying time goes down. I mean, it goes on and on with all sex hormones go down. Inflammation goes up. Mitochondria goes down. Kidney function goes down. This is just eating while in a state of non-relaxation. He talks about, in one of the chapters, the metabolic power of pleasure, and he calls it vitamin P, how it raises your metabolism when you experience pleasure when you're eating.
Whoa.
Yes.
But so many of us don't take the time to experience pleasure.
So he's saying even if you're on a strict diet and you're like blending everything up into some slim, fast, like cardboard chalk drink.
Yeah.
It's really not doing anything for your metabolism. And if you made something that tasted a little bit better, maybe wasn't even as slimming, had more calories, had everything, you would burn through those calories and it would be healthier. Now, it's not to say that you can just eat ice cream and fudge all day.
No.
And if you think that it's pleasurable, you know, it's good. It's just saying, hey, can you imagine how much more healthy your healthy choices are going to be if you put
So to finish up here, we need to round it off.
Oh, can I say one thing too? But he also says that true pleasure is not just in the brain. Yes, it is. But it's also like cellularly received. Mm. When your body receives the key and the lock nutrition, you know, cellular necessities. When it receives healthy, vibrant food, your cells receive those pleasure chemicals.
Yes.
So it's not just that the fudges and all the things that you really think are pleasurable are the key. It's also
not just the taste. It's no. your body knows yes. nourishment.
Nourishment yes. and taste. That's why Trim Healthy Mama is great, right?
Yeah.
It's nourishment. And we also can eat our chocolate cake for breakfast and we have the taste going with the steaks and all that.
That's so good.
Chicken wings.
I was gonna round up and say, so if you're struggling with that, you know, those 20 pounds that won't budge or whatever it is, I'll just take some of the things we said today and just apply them. Maybe you're eating super fast, or maybe you're a slow eater, but you're eating in a state of anxious, like these 20 pounds. I just can't rip them off my body. Oh, I hate my body. I mean, that's going against your metabolic power. Turn on your metabolic power.
And he also says, if you're saying to yourself while you eat, you know what, oh, my thyroid is just so messed up, I'm probably just going to...
Not going to burn this.
Yeah, not going to burn through this, even though it's a perfect Trim Healthy Mama fuel pull snack. No, he's saying that you can actually give your thyroid a little boost. Your thyroid can actually search thyroid hormone by thinking, hey, thyroid, you know, like, I bet you're going to just do great on this snack.
And breathe deeply and get that oxygen into your thyroid. And this is what I felt really validated again about Serene when I read his book. He talked about exercise, and you and I have always felt so strongly about how over-exercising ruins metabolism. We've seen it over and over. And he has a chapter on, and he said that, you know, he's helped so many people, but the people he has struggled most with, that even they do all his principles and still they couldn't shed the weight, were the people that were over-exercising. Some marathon runners and some that were like just, you know, taking that hour early in the morning into the gym. And he's like, yes, exercise is great. It can be stressful on your body not to exercise, but there's got to be this beautiful balance where your body is not in that state of stress if you're going to harness your metabolic power.
We just want to say we don't believe in no pain, no gain. No. And I just want to say too that God...
You mean you're not, that's not our mantra.
Yes, it's not. You know,
yes, you're going to feel a little bit of pain when you're doing some reps.
I don't think exercise has to be horrific.
No.
I don't think it has to be trauma. I don't think it has to be like something you dread. I think it's something that you look forward to, because you're not going to be like doing it to the point where you're a dying cockroach on the floor. Like, you know. But the other thing is I want to say, God, when I was reading about how this vitamin P, you know, the vitamin of pleasure, you know, I had this little thought cross through my mind. Oh, but you know, I was thinking of but yeah, the pleasures of the flesh and blah, blah, blah. But do you know what? God is the giver of good gifts. He created the taste buds on the tongue. He created salty ones and sweet ones. Do you know there's more sweet ones than any other taste buds on the tongue?
No way.
I wonder why. There's salty and bitter. All these taste buds on the tongue. He created like the sun to warm us and the wind to revive us. And he created the pleasure. All the things, music and all the things he didn't have to create, but he created. He wants us to not rush through life just completely not even taking notice. He wants us to, for every single thing that he's given us, be present. Enjoy it.
And do it with wisdom. Like, eat pleasurable foods that are also good for you. Like the pleasure of, you know, marital intimacy. Yes. God gave us sex for pleasure. Yes. But he also put it in a beautiful place, a healthy place.
And we don't think about our taxes.
Yeah.
In that moment, right? We're present. And we think about
statement.
The one we love so much, right?
Very fair statement.
I think all those health benefits we said about sex wouldn't be coming if we're thinking of taxes.
Right.
That's a very fair statement. We're talking about the
Foxy Mama Potty one too there. Please go listen.
And if you're going to eat Aunt Marge's piece of chess pie on Thanksgiving, tell yourself that this is such an amazing piece of chess pie and you've chosen to treat yourself to it. And this is a great pleasurable experience, because if you tell yourself, I'm probably going to gain 10 pounds.
You know, if I eat this, I'm going to eat three more. That's what I do.
Scientifically, and they've tested it, your metabolism will slow down. You will stop burning calories for an hour and a half or whatever he says in there. And you will gain a lot more weight than you needed to if you just chose to enjoy it.
So guys, don't let this be condemnation. Don't let this be thinking, oh, but I can't. I don't have time. Just take baby steps like Serene and I are and walking this out.
Hey, and that might be breaking a little bit of the pace that we've learned to keep from our childhood.
Yeah.
And maybe adopting just a new pace in life.
Yeah. Do you know what I've started doing? Because we're a busy family. One night a week, we have a special meal. The candles come out.
Yeah, I've been thinking of doing that.
The wine goblets come out for me and my husband.
I don't have any chairs around my dining table,
Taboo 100% Concord grape juice for my children. It's just one night a week they get juice. But it's like we have a special event and we sit there and we enjoy, you know, we like to sit down at the table, you know, every night. It doesn't always happen, but it's not as special. But I'm just all about events now with
food. And I have teenagers and we're running in and out and we rarely, I mean, I always have dinner, but some people are eating it at different times a lot these days. And I've been really convicted to do that one night a week.
I yelled at my husband in a nice way as he was going out the door and I'm like giving him his little lunch and I'm like, remember to take time, enjoy it, chew every mouthful slowly. Oh,
I've been preaching this to my husband and he won't read any book and he's looking at me while he's scarfing down the food, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, each to their own.
Hey, you've got at least one convert over here.
Oh, good.
I mean, I love it. I love the chill speech that I heard today.
Danny, when I'm finished with this book, because I haven't really fully...
Danny can buy his own off Amazon. He's a big boy.
No, I'm going to stay tuned for the next four little episodes we do where I hear the cliff notes and I'm much probably more passionate.
Well, we're going on to different subjects now. This slow down and stop stressing
is a part one.
That was, it's all done now.
I see.
Hey mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
This one's from Dana A. You are always so cautious about suggesting economical solutions for us, but I think there are so many mamas who don't know about the membership site. Can you talk about all the wonderful resources there?
Thanks.
Hey, she lives in White House, by the way. That's down the road.
Close. Thanks, Dana, for the shout out, actually, that we try to always be mindful of budgets. Our member site is so awesome, but it is completely optional.
Yeah.
You can totally do Trim Healthy Mum without it. You just need a book. You just need the knowledge.
You just need a library. You don't even need to buy the book.
That's right. Now that we've established all that.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
The member site was all the things that people asked us for more. And it is an incredible, fabulous place of resources, of tools. So, like, you go in there and then you can just see recipe after recipe. I mean, there's over 1,000 of just Trim Healthy Mama recipes that are all vetted.
Yeah.
All of them have the S, E, and Fuple. And you can favorite them.
Yeah.
And so get your whole list of the ones that you like. And then you can go make menus in our custom menu builder with them. And that would generate, spit out a grocery list for you. So if you like things like that, I mean, it's going to rock your world.
And you can get questions answered from our admins who are just awesome.
Yeah. If you're not like a Facebook person, you want a private place. There's chat groups. There's a library of resources where you can just scroll like for days on just articles, things like that. And then
videos. That's
the biggest thing, I think. Serena and I continue to do videos for our member site. We just loaded three more up this afternoon, and so they should be coming out, where we cook in our kitchens and make these meals and just show you how we do the plan.
In our own personal, real grotty kitchens.
Yeah, and we're not Martha Stewart. So you see us make the steaks, but you see us make meals out of just basic stuff. This is how we live this life.
I made your pancakes this morning, Pearl.
Yay.
The dairy-free ones
that we're just putting up. And the list goes on and on. Yeah, you get 10% off our products too, if you're a member. So it's a pretty cool place. And it actually, when we talk about budget, but it doesn't cost you much. It's less than like a couple of Starbucks per week.
Did you mention the menu builder?
Yeah, I did. Where were you?
I was looking in my bag for a food.
I think I left stuff out. But some woman found that that's actually the tool, the menu site was the tool that actually enabled them to really do this because they're that sort of human. Yeah. And they need that.
But you know,
structure.
I didn't think I was that kind of human. And I haven't used the menu site, but I've just recently started like getting myself like a menu, what I'm going to have every night for that week planned.
Yeah.
I tell you what, my family is so much more nourished because I just had my go-to simples.
Yeah, like me.
And it was just overdone and time for a refreshing. So
yeah, I'm not a big menu person, but Serene, just in the last couple of weeks, her life has gotten too crazy. She's like, Pearl, I have to do menus.
It's so exciting though. Yeah. Dinner is like a peaceful time now, not a stressed out. Okay, look, what are we going to eat?
Thanks, Dana, for the question.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Oh, let's talk about chocolate chips.
Let us drool. Let us completely like dream.
Because
let the dream be real.
We finally have Trim Healthy Mama chocolate chips. And why are they special, Serene? because they don't have filler junk in them.
Let me tell you, you just put one of those chocolate chips in your mouth and you know why they're special. The smoothness will just completely dance around your mouth. It'll yell smooth. It'll scream smooth. It'll say, I'm a different little chocolate chip and I'm worthy of my own special praise. Listen, there's no inulin, there's no dextrose. Even the other brands that are so-called healthy because they've got stevia, and they're filled with about two or three different fillers that taste chalky to the mouth.
And can I be totally transparent here?
And it's cheap when you have fillers.
Can I be transparent?
Yes.
This has been hard trying to get our own chocolate going. I mean,
you know why it's been hard? It's been bad blood. Yeah. Not between Pearl and I, but Pearl and my husband, because my husband is the one that does all the
pricing.
Pearl and Pearl loves him, but he does all the pricing and all the, production. He's production manager.
I'm happy with the chocolate
chip. And he's like, Pearl, we are losing money. Why did you even decide to do this?
I wanted to bring a chocolate chip. Serena and I wanted to bring a chocolate chip to the world that didn't have those fillers that are in the other one, that was stevia sweetened,
beat the price, or at least the same price as other
brands. I wanted to beat
the
price of the major other one. You all know what I'm talking about, but we don't say brands here. It's blessed a lot of people. I've eaten it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to beat that price, but I didn't want to put inulin or dextrose in ours.
Yeah.
So we had ours perfectly pure, okay? We pay to get this in our hands almost what you can buy the other one in the store.
Cocoa butter and cocoa beans and all organic. Of that stuff is just it's gold. It's like what you trade with.
So for now, we are actually not making money on these, but we want to put them out there. I'm just saying it, but we want you to have them because we can.
But we've got them at a price now where we're just not losing, but we're not making.
No, we're not making a cent. We're going to put them out there, but we have plans to build our own chocolate facility, like we'll all trim healthy Willy Wonkas, yes. And then we might make a small markup. But we just
No, meaning we're not going to make the price higher. We're going to make the price lower? Or
I'd love, yes.
Keep them here so that we can at least make
I'd love
5 cents off of each bag?
I'd love to make the price lower in the future, but we will have to be doing ours and some other people's to make that happen. But that's coming.
But the reason why I was saying this is, the price is for the purity.
Yeah. And I understand if you it seems higher because when you buy chocolate chips off the shelf, what you're buying is sugar and junk.
And when you're buying the chocolate chips off the health food shelf, you're buying a lot of cheap filler.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. So bless, I want you to understand.
Hey, they're just trying to make a living.
I know. They're great.
They're just trying to make a living.
Not putting down anything. We're just saying why things are the reason they are. And this stuff is pure. This stuff will not spike your blood sugar. This stuff will melt on your tongue.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're very proud of it.
They're a little more melty because of that, because they're so pure. Because
we're going to work on that. Tell us what you think. Hey, we're going to start our own manufacturing facility. So we will be guided by what you think. And we're open to change. We're going to listen.
Unless you say add inulin and dextrose.
Yeah, we're not going to listen.
Listen to nothing.
Okay.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.